USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei and two cosmonauts return to Earth from the International Space Station aboard a Russian Soyuz capsule that touched down in Kazakhstan on Wednesday morning. After being in space for a record 355 days, Mark said his time in space changed the way he sees Earth. The Pentagon said Tuesday that Russia's claim that it will reduce its military campaign in two Ukrainian cities is really Moscow repositioning troops and nothing more than a smokescreen. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby.
Again, we've seen that Russia has attempted now for going on a month to sell this war of theirs to its domestic audience as a, quote, liberation of the Donbas. However, the intensified rhetoric over the last year and in the lead-up to Russia's invasion demonstrated that the Kremlin's real intent was to overthrow.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490, 800-630-1490 today,
or at SwissAmerica.com.
Republican Senator Susan Collins from Maine said that she plans to vote to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. She is the first Republican to announce her intent to back President Biden's nominee. The China competition bill is moving forward in an attempt to strengthen American businesses.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio is speaking out a day after the Senate passed the China competition bill to start talks with the House of Representatives. The Republicans saying the bill to take on China economically will reduce America's reliance on the communist nation.
And relying on a hostile adversary for these things and more will leave us vulnerable, will leave us weak.
The bill includes $52 billion in grants and tax incentives to bolster domestic chip manufacturing, as well as provisions to bring key industries back to the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
White House Communications Director Kate Benningfield gives the official response to Will Smith slapping Chris Rock on the Oscars Sunday.
I don't have any official comment from the White House on the altercation. I know the president was not able to watch the Oscars.
Roskomnadzor, Russia's official internet regulatory agency, announced that it will fine Google for allegedly circulating false content about the country's special military operation in Ukraine. Quote, the American platform frankly promotes the dissemination of false content containing unreliably socially significant information about the course of a special military operation in Ukraine that discredits the armed forces of the Russian Federation. End quote. As American media was claiming Russia had infiltrated the White House, those claims were proven to be misinformation started by the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Republican Senator Rand Paul says if Russian misinformation did hit our shores, it was the push for the green industry to make Russian fossil fuels more valuable on the world market.
Maybe we should get a special prosecutor. Maybe we need to spend about $100 million investigating Putin's contributions to green, you know, to the green alarmist in our country. I don't have any information. I don't know if it's true, but can you imagine? There's probably more truth to that than any of the BS they put forward about trying to connect the Russians, you know, to the Trump campaign. In fact, the only thing we really know for certain is that the Russians were feeding disinformation to the Clinton campaign.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.